Okay, let's take a break now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
And there goes the last DJ.
Chris Campbell hosts the Progressive Underground on WDET in Detroit. He joins us now. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. And tell us a little bit about the music that you play, what kind of music it is.
Well, we market the Progressive Underground as a show that plays an eclectic brand of electronic music. So we market it as exploring the outer reaches of the fourth dimension of sound by way of the subgenres of techno, deep house, future soul, new jazz, B-sides, and rare groove. So a lot of those niche genres.
All right, well, let's get to one of the examples here. And this is Theo Parrish. This is called Footwork.
Footwork. Let me see.
Now, this is an example of deep house, which I would love for you to tell me what the difference between house and deep house is.
Absolutely. Deep house is actually a style of house music which fuses elements of Chicago house, jazz, funk, and Detroit techno. It includes slower BPM. So deep house by nature indicates sort of like the underground house scene. It's definitely post-disco, as it were.
And in this particular song, there's a video. We'll post it at hereandnow.org, but it shows a number of people dancing in different parts of Detroit. We see some graffiti, some buildings that are not in great shape, very run down. Tell us more about Theo Parrish and the connection to Detroit.
Well, in terms of techno, techno originated out of Detroit.
Right.
And it was originated and crafted by music pioneers such as Juan Atkins, Kevin Saunderson, Derek May, and Eddie Folks. And people like Theo Parrish, Rick Wilhite, Marcellus Pittman, Rick Wade, Mike Huckabee, Patrice Scott, they're like the third and fourth generations or incarnations of techno. So it's evolved into this organic, jazzy, deep and darker musical gumbo or stew. Hmm. And so that video really captures the essence of especially a lot of that deep techno, especially as it relates to Detroit, you know, around those ruins, because from those ruins came some of the greatest musical masterpieces.
And I assume when you say Mike Huckabee, you're not talking about the former presidential candidate.
No, not at all. No, this is Detroit's Mike Huckabee.
All right.
He's a deep house techno auteur.
Okay, well, let's get to another example of deep house that you wanted us to hear. This is by Patrice Scott. This is called Cosmic Rituals. Definitely dark there, very moody. Tell us what we should know about Patrice Scott.
Yeah, Patrice Scott is another Detroiter who, it's funny that a lot of these guys, they have produced all of these musical masterpieces here. And for the most part, commercially, they're sort of unknown in the commercial world. But in the underground scene and overseas, this music has completely blown up. So they'll go over to places like Paris, Japan, Germany, the UK, and they're treated like the Beatles. So that particular cut from Patrice Scott really kind of captures the soul of deep house. It's very ethereal, it's very visceral, it's very cinematic, but it's also deep and dark and organic.
Well, and when you say they go over to Paris or Japan or wherever, I do think of this kind of music as music that is much more popular overseas than it is generally here in the U.S. Why is that?
you know, the U.S., in terms of marketing and packaging, you know, all their music has to have a label to it. And so that's how music gets in the door here. But overseas, it seems like the music community, they consume their music with more diverse ears. They're more attuned to a diversity of sounds and genres. So they're more accepting of a lot of these acts, much more so than America, because everything is homogenized, it's commercialized, and if people can't categorize it, they really don't know what to do with it.
All right, well, another one you brought for us is Illa J featuring Ally. This is called Sunflower.
Orbit around your light, damn, I miss your warmth at night. Bodies taste so bright, so eternally. Can't look into your eyes, if I did, then I would be blind. You are my sunshine, wisdom of my mind. You're so far from me, but I still feel your energy. Flowing through me so rapidly, genuine love, really has to be. Cause I'm feeling so damn nice, don't know what I would do without you in my life. Girl of your life, I want to make you my wife.
Now this is not deep house, this is called progressive soul. Tell us what that is.
Yes, progressive soul is an offshoot of the neo-soul genre that developed during the late 80s, the early 90s, and on into the early 2000s. So artists such as D'Angelo, Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, and Maxwell, they were some of the early torchbearers for that movement, but all shared production collaborations with Detroit-based producer, the late James Yancey, a.k.a. J. Dilla, who was the architect of that particular sound. And that sound differed from commercial R&B in that it was far more organic, a little bit more funkier, more jazzier. J. Dilla was a hip-hop producer. He was with Slum Village, but his productions had the feel of a virtuoso, you know, someone that was definitely trained in instrumentation and classical and jazz. And that particular cut is his younger brother. J. Dilla passed about 10 years ago, but his younger brother, Illa J, recently dropped an album in the last few months. And so that's his debut album, and that's a cut off of it. And it exemplifies everything that J. Dilla symbolized to the not only progressive hip-hop community, but the neo-soul, progressive soul scene.
Yeah, it's a great sound. Let's get to one more that we have time for. This is by the group Collective Peace. It's called Where Have You Been?
Who would have thought that I'd look at you this way in another light? You shine so bright each day. It's so crazy how you chose unknowingly to come along and heal me. It's amazing how you've been a part of me. Every time we near each other, I smile uncontrollably. In so many ways, I feel connected to you, and it hasn't been that long. Tell me, where have you been? Oh.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about when it comes to music in Detroit is that because it's so cheap to live in many parts of Detroit right now, it's easy for musicians and artists to thrive there. They can practice, they can get a whole house and practice with their band and other things. But is there something about Detroit right now that is fitting into the music, about the financial situation in Detroit that is finding its way into the themes of the music?
Well, you know, Detroit has had so many challenges throughout the years. In terms of the financial situation, it has produced some of the most beautiful music. And because it is, you know, somewhat affordable, actually downtown is changing a little bit. But for the most part, it has been affordable to live here. It has been a struggle. You know, we are recently just coming through a recession, you know, where the automotive industry had many challenges. So that affected the community in such a way. And then artists have been able to take these struggles and just really put together some beautiful narratives, some beautiful stories, and some beautiful music around that. So Detroit has been and always will be just a wonderful music hub for a multiplicity of genres of music.
That's Chris Campbell, who hosts the Progressive Underground on WDET in Detroit. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.